Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. The Turkish leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he and his party have won both presidential and parliamentary elections, but the opposition says the outcome is still not clear. Mark Lowen is in Istanbul.
President Erdogan has claimed victory, and here at the AK Party headquarters, they are convinced of it. Official results may still be in the process of being counted, but these devotees of Turkey's strongman believe what the state news agency is showing, that Mr. Erdogan has won an outright victory in the presidential vote and has maintained his majority in the parliamentary election. But the opposition has cried foul. Muharrem İnce, the centre-left, was widely expected to force the president to a second round. He and his party say the state news agency announced results before ballot boxes were opened. Millions of votes, they say, are yet to be counted.
Police in central Nigeria say at least 86 people are now confirmed dead in violence between farmers and nomadic cattle herders in Plateau State. The latest clashes began on Thursday when a group of herders was attacked, prompting retaliatory killings. Stephanie Hegarty reports from Lagos.
The area of Barakan Ladi had been a hotspot for fighting between farmers and cattle herders for over a decade, although the past 2 years had seen relative peace. Fighting began again in April, but this is the bloodiest clash yet. This kind of intercommunal violence has been on the rise across Nigeria's middle belt since the beginning of the year. What was once a series of tit-for-tat battles over land and grazing rights has taken on a dangerous ethnic and religious dimension.
French police have arrested 10 people with links to radical far-right groups over an alleged plot to attack Muslims. The arrest took place across France, including the Paris region, and in particular on the island of Corsica. Warren Ball reports.
French judicial sources say the suspects are aged between 32 and 69 and had what was described as an ill-defined plan to commit violent acts targeting people of the Muslim faith. Surveillance operations mounted by the French intelligence agency, the DGSI, indicated that the gang was attempting to procure arms and that grenades and explosive material were found in raids. They said the group was ready to hit targets, including radical preachers, in revenge for Islamist-linked attacks in France. Since 2015, there have been a number of jihadist attacks in the country by people who have become radicalised.
World News from the BBC.